Blog Talk Radio.
You're sort of blog ting one.
What?
Hey, yo! Quit captain, seven ain't no more. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimping, now back to tricking. She report the pimping, nigga, back to tricking.
Hey, ho! Get back to twerking. Back to working,
yeah.
Get back to stripping, they back to sipping. Them stacks is falling, they back to balling. Them bottles popping, bitch, the mall's calling us. Quit fucking around, now playing around, bitch, shit is for real. Quit making a stack bag, make us a meal, I mean, get us a deal.
Come on.
Bitch, fix us a meal. Tell me how it feels. On the social network when they said nigga really ain't got no chill.
He think he fucking my bitch. Nigga, that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe. I mean, all that money spent. She said you a sweetheart. A sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
Quit captain, seven ain't no more. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to tricking. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to tricking.
Hey, yo.
Quit captain, seven ain't no more. No Juliet, no Romeo, no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to tricking. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to tricking.
We pimpin', nigga.
P-I-M-P, who the shot of them? I'm the girl, let him sugar, watch him follow him. Had a homies come through for 100, that be the block. Take your shit, we going up on the Instagram. Higher than a ceiling fan. I'm whipping bricks in the kitchen and flying shit out the window like I was Peter Pan. I handle my own shit, I own shit, alone shit. Middle finger to the middle man. Anybody that can get it when they want it. Finger fuck your bitch and she gon' tell me when she coming. 50 in this bitch and I ain't acting if nothing, that's my OG. If a nigga trippin', get the bus. More money mean more problems. If your nigga got the money, we gon' rob him. Boy, I'm simply a P-I-M-P. And I'ma let it go to the clip on empty.
You fucking my bitch. Nigga, that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe. I mean, all that money spent. She says you a sweetheart. A sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
I'm getting big money. Starting to get hard to keep a nigga from hate.
Yeah.
I'm with a white bitch. Nigga, Google the shit. We in a racial date. This is a new wave. I'm in the new rave. A nigga sit on sway.
Come on.
Like I'm special ed, but I ain't special ed, bitch. I got it made.
Ow.
We here to make the paper. Hope you niggas on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, boy in the hood, I had you running like Ricky from a 12 gauge. You know, my bottom bitch. I done told her how to break a nigga 12 ways. A few tricks a day. That did keep the book electors away. Yeah, my name on the street is circulating. You heard I'm caking. Them niggas trying to compete, perpetrating, was percolating.
Yeah,
I got game today. At your round and tell you I put it down. So a hoe feel like I'm right next to it when a nigga wear a town.
He think he fucking my bitch. Nigga, that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe. I mean, all that money spent. She says you a sweetheart. A sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
Quit captain, seven ain't no more. No Juliet, no Romeo, no dog.
She report the pimpin', now back to tricking. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to tricking.
Hey, yo.
Quit captain, seven ain't no more. No Juliet, no Romeo, no dog.
Report the pimpin', now back to tricking.
Yeah.
She report the pimpin', nigga, back to tricking.
We pimpin', nigga.
Are you okay? What happened last night?
Aw, man, that shit wasn't nothing. Got a little money, though.
For real?
Yeah, fucking around.
Yeah.
But what happened with that girl you was with?
I came in the world crying and fussing. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto, I know the same. Trying to make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't want to hear you keep walking. I'ma put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off a lot. Imagine when I pull it off the lot. The new shit come without a top. Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop.
I'm the man.
I think I love a bitch at AOD. Make that bitch come for free. Look at mommy, shake it, I'ma call her, she gon' hit my line. Fall in love every time. But if I don't pay, she gon' leave me. Never had a real reason. All I get is bits and pieces. And I believe I ain't see this shit was easy. Who am I right now?
Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Yeah. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man.
You know I'm the man. What's Gucci, y'all? We in the building.
Ayo!
Quick captain, Saturday in the mall. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimping, now back to tricking. She report the pimping, nigga, back to tricking.
Hey ho! Get back to twerking, back to working.
Yeah. Ha ha. We're in the building. It's Greenleaf Network, T-Nog. Where's Greenleaf everything? Welcome to my world of green.
We getting bread vibes.
We appreciate everybody tuned in. If you tuned in online, the number is 914-803-4322. You can press that number one button and join right in. Tonight is Greenleaf News. We're going to talk about some news, some things going on in your community, our community, you know, things that may be just affecting the nation in general. We're going to speak about a couple of things. Unfortunately, I see a lot of hate crimes going on. I definitely want to address that situation. I got a couple stories in regards to that, unfortunately, and I want to really see where the mind of these people is going. Again, the number is 914-803-4322. If you'd like to join in, if you don't know by now, maybe you don't, but this number still a little new. I am the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood, owner of every fucking green. That means Greenleaf Network, Greenleaf TV, Greenleaf Magazine, Greenleaf Mixtapes, Greenleaf everything, nigga. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my twin Tim in to my world of green. What up?
What's good? What's poppin'?
Everything's fucking
green. Everything's green. Shout out to everybody tuned in. Everybody on social media. It's your boy, Ace Ace. If you want to get at me, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. Just type in YOURBOYACEASC. You can tell me, or if you just Google that, I'll come right up. Well, wonder no longer. Once again, shout out to everybody tuned in. We're going to have a great show, great week. We've been getting a lot of done, a lot of dead, dead. Very productive.
And this weekend, I plan to have a little, you know, things a little bit more coordinated. You know, we've been a little off it. We haven't really, last 2 weeks, not an excuse. I felt like I should have been a little bit coordinated, a little bit better. People hit me up like, oh, you having a show tonight, not having a show. It should be consistent. You shouldn't wonder if we're having a show. And that's definitely, you know, on my end. So I apologize for all those who came up to find out what was going on. Was it my health? Is it your mental issues? What the f*** going on over there in that world? You guys, definitely shout out to Mr. Invisible. I got to shout Mr. Invisible. Well, he's always right. He Invisible actually is something that, you know, we're scoochy over there. So he's definitely the ones that checked what was going on. This week, we have a better productive, like my twin said. And it's nice to get your music played. Well, doing a lot of posting. If you like to get in the world, send your request to greenleafeverything@gmail.com. Follow me at Duchess623 on Twitter, Duchess Divine on Facebook, Duchess A. Misunderstood on Instagram. You can do that. And yourself. So let me go into this first story and then we can go back into some and then back into story. I couldn't even hold it. Like, you have to know your history. Let's start there. And if you don't know your history, then you're probably not going to know what I'm speaking of. You're in the world of do your research. Furious Five, Kid Creole of Furious Five, was arrested for murder of a homeless man. Now, I noticed. Story. I can't say I know because, you know, I don't know him personally, but usually 95% of the time, if the story is from TMZ, it's usually probably most likely fucking proof that happened. So, the story. Late last night, news broke old school hip grandmaster Furious Five had been arrested for stabbing and murdering a homeless man. According to TMZ report, Kid Creole stabbed a 55-year-old man, John Jerry, once in the head after allegedly being called a homophobic slur. Surveillance footage was used to identify 57-year-old rapper. After questioning, police believe that they had a valid motive for the attack. Daily News reports that the victim, John Jolly, was a convicted rapist and sex offender, and was believed to be making a play on Creole. He turned, interpreting that the guy was making an advance toward him. The source said one thing led to another, and he stabbed him twice in the chest. This is insane, Creole says. I was offended myself. Creole told to be carrying out a drink like he's in the yard and definitely too angry about something that might be thinking that he shaking his head. Arrested for crimes, a past legend. It's sad. Hold on a second here. I got some comments about it. I want to read two comments and I'm going to pass it on. One person says, this is G-Man75, says, well, maybe the homeless man pushed him, and let's not forget, he warned us years ago, don't push him, because he's supposed to. Oh, y'all are fucked up. Condolences first and foremost to the family of the homeless man. I'm going to get my comment, I'm going to pass it and see what you say. What you say?
Wow. I feel like
push me. Not close to the. I
mean,
not
shoot
my head.
Wow, like, really, don't push him. Like, he wasn't playing. Like, that's 100. Like, and it's fucked. Now you're going to spend the rest of your remaining life. I'm pretty sure you had, like, a great life, except you're going to spend the remainder of it inside of jail. Like, wow. That you spend the rest of your life. Damn, I know right now, you thinking, was it worth it? I know by the time you got inside there, within the first 15, 20 minutes, you was thinking, was it worth it? It's like you could have went about the rest of your day. You could have left wherever you was the rest of your day, and it didn't happen. You thinking, damn, why didn't you just leave?
Somebody comment, oh, it's gorgeous. Who get on a fucking homeless man? Why do you give up? Why don't you just walk away? Exactly what you just said. Why you can't walk? Oh, you got it. All right, fuck you. Keep going. You really? Or have been a rapper for a very long time. You've been in the game for a very long time. I'm sure he's not the person that hit on you. The first dude. You didn't kill that. Why the fuck would you kill a homeless person? Why would you kill any person? You should, I mean, it may affect your manhood, whatever. But oh, wow. A guy was fucked up in the street still at the time to think my old ass is cute. So what, my nigga, I don't get down like that. But you know what I mean? Keep that piece, whatever. You don't scream in your chest.
I think it's fucked up and it's sad that he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail. And I also think it's very stupid.
I don't think that because you think first.
Like the person said in the comment, you're too old to be doing shit like that. Like, come on, man. It's as bad as Doc.
Oh, God. Ha! You gotta say who Doc is.
I mean, that's, to me, for somebody who experienced the greatest of life and basically bought him up, like, for him to go to jail for being a homeless, like, that's just
week,
as dumb as somebody killing a motherfucking cowboy.
I remember last week we just talked about the girl who shot a homeless over her parking space with a Porsche. What's up with this?
Oh, yeah, what's going on with the like, people
homeless
beating up on homeless people? And there's some that do, but like,
what ones that do?
Yeah, the ones that's nuts.
Yeah. I never, pardon me. I mean, I'm born and raised in New York. I seen some nuts, but they in the middle of the street talking to themselves or whatever. They ain't fucking with you. I'm talking about the rapists and the killers that pretend to be homeless people. That's how I feel. Because a real homeless person only gives a fuck about some place to sleep and some place to eat. They're not trying to kill you. Even if they have to rob and still eat, they're still not trying to kill you as a fucking person.
It's sad, yo. Yo, it's really fucking sad.
So here's another one I wanted to bring, because, like I said, I want to know what the fuck is going on. We have to speak about these issues that's happening community by community and find out what the fuck is going on. Why University of Maryland student stabs a black visitor to death. Okay. During a visit to University of Maryland, 23-year-old Richard Collins III was stabbed to death by some crazed white student named Sean Christopher Urbinski. USA Today reports that Collins was standing in the bus stop with homies when Urbinski walked up to him and said, step left, if you know what's best. Collins essentially told his Angelo aggressor to go fuck himself and then was stabbed in the chest. He died after being transferred to the hospital. Campus police said the FBI has to step into this. Discovered that you Whiskey was part of a Facebook hate group called, the hate group is called Alt, R-E-I-C-H, Reach Nation, which members can freely post racist comments about African Americans and other minorities. Fuck Sean Rubinsky and everyone like him. Rest in peace, Richard Collins III. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family and friends. What you say?
I said it before and I say it again. Racist shit is played out. Like, that shit is all the way played out. Like, it's one of the dumbest fucking things to be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I completely disagree with it. Because God did not put us here to hate each other. We all breathe the same fucking air. We all bleed the same fucking color. We all, when we die, we turn to the same fucking shit. Where we burnt and rot. We all are skeletons on our fucking bones. All the same fucking thing. So you hate. You know what? Racist is you hating somebody for pigments. That's what you hating somebody for. They pigments.
Not all the time. Because some people can hate not just for the color, but hate because what they feel that person did to maybe them personally or their, well, I hate white people because they always get the job. Or I hate Mexicans because they always get the job. It's not always just the color. You know, sometimes it's just the stereotype of that particular group of people. You know, it's fucked up, like you said. People that do hate have a reason. And you know what's more fucked up? I think racism is fucked up, but I think the worst type of racism is when you racist against your own kind. Like, it's amazing to see. I've seen some really, really light-skinned black people who feel like they're not black and they don't want to be black and they should have never been black and they're what? Are you fucking crazy? So that shit. I mean the racism when you're different color, different, you know, nationality, things of that nature. I don't think it's right, but I can kind of sort of understand it. Not when it's your own color. I don't understand that at all. What about you? Racism against your own color.
I think it's dumb. I was just talking about it recently when they got light skin team versus dark skin team. Like, come on, yo. That shit is some of the dumbest fucking shit I heard of. Team light skin. Well, yellow niggas be doing this. Dark skin niggas do that. Yo, that shit is the dumbest shit I ever. Yo, if Malcolm X or Martin Luther King was alive to see this shit, they'd be bitch slapping you for that. For real. That's what you deserve. You need to watch fucking Roots. You need to watch Roots. If you are an African American and you racist against another African American, you need to watch the movie Roots.
What do you think they're gonna get out of Roots?
A whole lesson of what the fuck our ancestors went through for us to just be fucking, like, have a regular life and not be slaves, not be mistreated, even though it's still happening. Yeah, Roots did make some people worse. Like if you look at it, some black people, I hate Mexicans because of this, or I hate Spanish people because of that, whatever. If you look at it real tall, fucking Mexicans stick together. Can you say that? A lot of niggas don't stick together. Spanish people stick together. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Learn to love each other for real, B. You ever got a beef to a Spanish dude? I guarantee you, by the time you turn around, you're going to see 20 more of them motherfuckers. One against all. It ain't no one. It's
like
us against all, yo.
I can't take that away from black people either, because that, unfortunately, it may be gang-related, but I've seen groups of black people stick together as well. Like, you fuck, where the fuck they came from? And they stick together by nothing else, not even bonded by blood, not even blood related, just off the simple fact we grew up together, or this is our same block, or your mother know my mother, or the kids play with my kids. So, I mean, it's fucked up, like Twin said, and I don't know. Like I said, we have to address these situations. What do you think you can do to that? We can do as as an organization to help stop some of it. Because, like I said, part of the reason why we do these segments on different topics, and how can we don't just want to talk about it. I want to know how can we personally help. Maybe, you know what, I'm going to extend this. You don't want to do it because you're racist, but if you are racist and you would like to call and tell me why it would never work or what your fucking problem is, call in and let's have a conversation, whether that conversation is good or bad. And as well, if you're racist against your colleagues, you want to say, well, Judge, this is the reason why, because you don't understand it, please let me offer this platform as a time to get rid of your ignorance. Call in and maybe going back and forth, maybe that'll open your eyes to something. What do you say about this?
I completely agree.
Completely agree with
you. Good or bad, you know.
I think it will be. I don't think it's like it's with my race coming about. I'm racist against racist people. I think it's the dumbest fucking thing that you possibly could do. You hating somebody for their color. The dumbest shit. You know what? Don't wear the fucking color, because I'm pretty sure you do. Since you hate a skin color, that color, don't fucking wear it. That's dumb shit. Like, oh, I don't like that person because they black. Don't wear no fucking black clothes since you don't like the color black.
You are
brown.
People who say, I got black friends. Is that person racist?
No.
Some people feel like, you know, to hear a person of another. Well, I have black friends too. I don't know how to respond. I feel like you don't have to tell, you know, what type of, I don't like that letter. Like if I'm having a conversation where we have it, I'll give you an example. Just recently, I have just an open ended conversation with a couple of people in the conversation, and we were talking about sports, actually, about the, and this had nothing to do. He liked a different team. I was for the Yankees, and the other person who jumped in liked the team. She wasn't even talking about color. And she's like, well, my black friends like, whoa, what the fuck? What? I didn't even want to finish the conversation. I was offended by that. Would you have got offended by that? I felt offended by that. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with what we're talking about? Nobody here having the conversation is in color. Like, everybody's a different color.
The business is entertainment. And what entertains the customers is the sight of blood.
Cam, I was being nice to him. Okay, I'll get him.
You niggas should worship the ground I walk on. I make meals off the tracks I talk on. 50, don't call me nigga, I don't wanna talk it out. The 40 cali hit your leg, go on, walk it out. I see it clear, you tryna sabotage Simi. See what happens when you talk after sipping the Henny. I see Haitian niggas at you, yeah, stop I say. So pound niggas, they don't play. Fuck stabbing niggas on camera and it's okay. With my money make my lawyers make the shit go away. Attempted murder, get a year on probation. Hammer, you clear what you facing? You must ain't hear me. I done told you I'm a boss, I'm eating good. But I ain't chubby like Ricky Road on the street is. 50's not Jay, and Cam better stay out his way.
Everything's cooler than the fancy roll on. Hey, yeah, now I see you tryna hold on. Niggas in the waiting room been waiting so long. Gonna hear that flatline and I say he's gone. He's gone.
That's fucked up.
When they say he's gone.
He did. knew that I could have the fucking with the kids. This is graveyard music right here, you dig? This is not competition, this is murder. Career ending, mind bending. Southside, you finished. Now look, niggas laughing at camp down on Lennox. They heard what he did, but they don't know why he did it. I had 80 and them boys with black flags. Come through with black mags and have niggas zipped up in black bags. For a second, he was hot, now he cold. I apply pressure to niggas until they fall. But never mind me, man, that's just how I be. The game got me trained, they call me the Hustle Man. And like fame, my style will live forever. They thought I crossed over, cause they don't know no better. I think they think I'm lax now, cause I got the chitter. Tire turn back, bustin', trust me, it's nothing.
Everything's cooler than a fancy roll on. Hey, yeah, now I see you tryna hold on. Niggas in the waiting room been waiting so long. I hear the flatline and Doc say he's gone.
We apologize for the technical difficulty. Oh, let's make sure we're in my switchboard. I think that we should be good. So, Twin, what you said last story, remember what we were talking about before now? All right. We were speaking at who got in school.
Racist shit, right?
Right. We were speaking on the racism.
I really said what I need to say about it. I ain't have any more about that. Like I said, it's ignorant and
what to the family members of the person who stabbed the boy? Where is it coming from? Do you think it's from you, or do you think that's something that develops? Okay, some situation, things people carry on. So it comes, their parents were racist and they didn't know a certain race. So I don't know.
Those same people that be like, oh, my parents were whatever. Please, y'all, you don't be fucking with your parents too. So, I think that's the excuse for your age. Like, no sympathy for people. I think it's dumb. All right,
so I want to go into, hold on a second. Some more news for you guys. All right, so this here. I think when people get it anyway, as it is. But I think it's more fucked up that somebody can take mugshot and use it and have it passed around on Facebook and all kind of shit. All right, I'm already in jail. Like, I already got to do time, whatever my fucking reason is. You shouldn't be able to still be going
people's private shit and do it. Now, this South Carolina goes viral. Thanks to a scary mugshot. Look at her mugshot.
What the fuck?
So we've seen a lot of crazy mugshots, but this one is the frightening face belongs to 24-year-old Morgan Joyce, who was arrested for charges of kidnapping, armed robbery, property damage in Lancaster County, South Carolina, according to Daily News. In case you haven't heard, Vaughn's white of her eyes are completely black, and she got tattoos all over her head and her neck. She was arrested following a SWAT incident near Indian Lake, South Carolina. She was found in her home Monday after robbing a man who claimed to know her, took his money and his cell phone after inviting him inside. 23-year-old Jonathan Robinson was also taken into custody. A stolen pistol was recovered at the scene. Robinson was charged with kidnapping, armed robbery, weapon charge. Van remains in Lancaster County Jail Friday without bond. What do you say about that?
She looks like a fucking idiot.
Like, how did you fucking rob somebody and kidnap them? And you 23, I'm just shocked that a 23-year-old girl, she doesn't look like she weighs too much. It doesn't say that she had you at knife point. How the fuck did you, how did she rob you? And
this bitch nigga. He might be weak. Something about her face.
That's her eyes, though.
Right. She got a tatted.
That's disgusting.
I think that's one of the dumb trends. Tattooing your eyes, period.
Face fucking scary. Face is not made for no fucking tattoo. Like, I mean, do whatever you want, but I feel like when you start tattooing your face, that's too much.
She looks like death. I think that's
right.
What she was
that's
going for.
Right. That's sad when you look like death and you want to.
Well, you might be doing some serious time, so you might get your wish.
Right.
Be careful what you wish for.
I'll wait till celebrity news for Kevin Hart. Some shit happened with Kevin Hart, and I want to hope that gets fixed before we talk about it. So I'll wait with Kevin Hart. But shout out to Kevin Hart, and that was an amazing thing to do. You really didn't have a choice, but at least, you know, when you was put against the wall, you didn't stunt. Basically, he got caught cheating, not just with one, but a couple of joints. Yeah, and his wife, he's pregnant right now. So, and for all these other bitches, yeah. You know what? Yep. Did that. I don't want none of y'all. Did that. Tell her. Go ahead. Y'all on his knees. I'm sorry, Gina. Please. We're going to go into more depth into the story, but he did it in front of a lot of people. And then just fuck like, what's that? Like, I can hear it. Can you imagine what his stand up is gonna be after that? Yeah. I'm about to lose everything. I got on my motherfucking knees right there. Oh my God. But that was if they had, look, this is his face right here. This is the wifey. And he was sincerely crying. Yeah. We're going to get that Saturday celebrity news. Surveillance, this is my next story, though. Surveillance footage of Kika Jenkins wandering hotel disoriented. Despite a mountain of conspiracy media, it appears, at least from the video, that Kika Jenkins became inebriated and disoriented and wound up wandering around the basement level of the Crown Plaza alone by accident, as authorities originally reported. Footage released does include the moment in which Kanika is reported to have entered
the freezer alone. However, she is seen stumbling through the empty hotel leading up to and all seemingly moving around the doors extremely hard and kicking up the hotel. Now, I'm a little confused about this story. Police release video showing 5 minutes before Kanika wandered into a hotel freezer. So she must have lied and said somebody put her in the freezer and they got the footage. Why are you gonna lie, son? And they got the footage of nobody putting you in the freezer and you going in there yourself. Here it is right here. Look. Ooh. Bitch, you was drunk. Ooh. Who kidnapped you? Not a damn soul. Look at her. Look at Tashi. What? Look, she disappeared. So shows her wandering around, looking like she's half drunk, and then she goes in the bag, disappeared. Now look, here comes drunk monkey again, walking herself into the same fucking place that she said somebody kidnapped and put her in there. I don't know. What made you think there was no cameras there?
What?
And you in there. Look, you know, now she comes out. Look at this crazy girl. Wow. This story teach you, keep your fucking lie straight. If you're going to fucking lie about something, for whatever reason you wanted to lie that you got kidnapped, if you want to lie about something, don't do it in front of cameras where they can prove that you're lying. How about that? And do a drink. Look at this bitch. Who kidnapped you, bitch? Oh, your mom, I would win. You hear me? I don't give a shit. I beat the shit out you. You got my whole family on blast and somebody kidnapped you. You got niggas grab beat the shit out you, badass. You gonna say she a grown ass mom? I don't give a fuck.
You don't know what? She looks so drunk in that fucking film that she probably believe her own story.
Lying
ass. I won't put it past her.
Why are you lying for? Stop your lying. Last 9 minutes.
She probably don't know where the fuck she was going. Honestly, look how fucking drunk she...
Looking for a dick to suck.
Ain't no dick in this freezer. Where's the dick?
I'm looking for a dick.
Oh, my
Where's
God.
The dick? Last 8 minutes of the show, Greenlee, tell them what's going on with Mafia Lee 6060. For those who don't know, this is a new number. Again, 914-803-4322. For those who just tuned in for the very first I've never heard this number. Let us know that with my Philly 6060, who we are, what we're doing. Can't get everybody else news and don't report your own news.
Oh, yes.
Report own shit.
I'm going to say it again. My Philly 6060 is working on a new CD. It's going to be the best of the work that we've ever done.